This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We've got it.
The transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are a go.
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
March 14th, 2017. I'm your host, Alex Jones, the one, the only. Michael Savage will be joining us coming up at the start of the second hour today. We'll have open phones as well, and several other guests I'll tell you about a little bit later. Got an amazing guest in studio tomorrow. Just let folks know we've got a surprise for you in studio tomorrow. The airplane carrying our guest is on its way right now. Got a lot of other amazing guests going to be popping in throughout the week as well. Everybody knows I like surprises. A lot of the listeners like surprises. Sometimes I kind of go off the rails a little bit, in a good way, but I shouldn't have spent probably 2 hours of 4 hours yesterday on air, because I hosted the fourth hour of the day, but not as well, ranting and raving about fake news packaged in entertainment. That, of course, being Saturday Night Live, owned by NBC, and then Viacom, that owns CBS and Showtime Channel, with their show Homeland, that steals my identity, admits it's supposed to be me, and then plagiarizes real things I say. I mean, I'm the main writer, I guess, on that show now, literally. And then puts horrible things in the middle of what I've said, so that when people hear what I'm really saying, they then psychologically associate it with the lies. That I'm a racist, that I frame people, that I put out fake news, that I'm a liar. It's the same thing with Saturday Night Live. And fake news came out of that again last night and today. The Hill and hundreds of other publications. I mean, I just saw them listed. I looked at five or six of them last night and this morning. Would not say why I said I wanted to have a bare knuckles fight with Alec Baldwin. It was tongue in cheek. For his lying about me and Donald Trump. They're like, what's the big deal? It's this cute little space alien skit about the 4th of July or Independence Day, you know, the alien attack movie. And Jones acts like a crazy person, says he wants to fight him. Didn't even tell their readers in all these publications I looked at, it was always the same, that he said, playing the part of Donald Trump, that he learned that black people weren't human from Alex Jones. Then the black people on the show get mad at Trump. I mean, that is the most base brainwashing there is, and then, of course, it gets even worse in the fake media. They won't even tell you in all these publications why I'm angry. They just have a clip, and that's the end of it. No context. They do it over and over and over again. This is the type of brainwashing we're dealing with. And there's more. Colbert took a break, I guess, from attacking yours truly this week and has gone after Conway. Colbert mocks Conway by replacing show cameras with microwaves. And they make the joke that she's completely insane, saying that appliances could have been spying on the president. You know, I wonder where she got that. Vault 7, the rules released last week, admitting it all, but I told you 18 years ago. Or maybe this from 2012, 3/15/2012, Wired Magazine, CIA chief will spy on you through your dishwasher. So she's informed, so see, ha, 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 she's so dumb, because I think their audience are idiots. Oh, here's a whole map from Vault 7 and the CIA and how they spy on you through your appliances. Oh, look, the New York Times, sound waves to hack your appliances and your smartphone. Oh, yeah, told you about that 15 years ago, 16 years ago, because they were putting them in nationwide, the fluorescent light bulbs. And access your computers and take control. But, oh, again, that's because I'm informed, though. They could just go, ha, 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 Colbert Live, ha, 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 ha. Total surveillance, total 1984 on steroids, but it's okay, because Colbert's got the cute little, you know, short hair and the glasses and looks real trendy. And if he laughs at you, it's over. Donald Trump will never be president. He said that, too.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
President Trump is cleaning up Washington, but the media and Barack Obama want to stop him. They've declared total war against him. Now, David Horowitz's big agenda reveals Obama's secret plan to destroy Trump. Rush Limbaugh says you must read Big Agenda. Newsmax calls it the best Trump book yet. Get Big Agenda, a number one bestseller, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go online at BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean, without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack, when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And because Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they'll send you their most popular set, complete with a razor, one of their world-famous blades, shaving cream, and post-shave balm for free if you cover shipping. A total value of $20 at no cost to you, with code 1165 at checkout. Their way of saying thank you for trying them. How is Harry's able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures the blades. That's how. Go to harrys.com now and enter code 1165 at checkout to claim your free trial set and post-shave balm. That's harrys.com, code 1165.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
If we don't all stand up for free speech, and if we don't all stand up for our basic Bill of Rights and Constitution, we're going to lose it. Everything you see being done in Europe is then deployed here in the United States. And we're seeing the very same censorship tools deployed in the last 5 years in Germany and in Austria and in France and in the Netherlands and Sweden and in Denmark. All the countries are adopting the very same systems of stealth censorship, which then moves into open censorship, and then it moves into this. Remember, just a year ago, we tell you Twitter and Facebook and Google are getting ready to censor because they were making those announcements in policy reports. And the media would make jokes and say, Alex Jones is crazy. There's no plan to censor anybody. That doesn't exist. We don't do that in America. And now they're announcing everywhere, oh, we're getting our censorship tools in line with communist China, so they'll let us come back into China. We have to prove ourselves in Europe and the U.S. first, censoring people. And Zuckerberg and the rest of them have begun to prove themselves. Here's AP today. German official wants $53 million fines. This is Associated Press. German official wants $53 million fines for social media hate post. That's right. That means any nationalism, mentioning that an immigrant or an illegal committed a crime, milquetoast stuff. It's already 500 euro fines in Germany. They already hired the former Stasi to actually run it for Facebook. They then report you and the police come. They actually throw people out of their Section 8 housing in Germany and in Italy and now out of their own hotels and their own paid-for homes and put the invaders in, the military-age men. We have footage. We have mainstream news. But if you criticize it, you can show it on the Italian news or German news and say, how wonderful these old people were thrown out on the street and made way for the poor migrants. Look, they're all military-age men. Look, there's no women. Look, what's going on? ISIS says we're going to invade you with giant immigrant flows as a weapon. Erdogan of Turkey says we're going to use open borders as a weapon. Let us politically rally in your countries. Let us take your countries over or we'll flood you with even more. That's right. Give in to our Islamic terror or we'll flood you with even more. Oh, here, let us capitulate. Let us do whatever you want. And now, German official wants 53 million fines for social media hate post. That's right. German official wants 53 million fines for social media hate post. Every time they say, oh, but they go on to say, and fake news, which is defined as anything criticizing the dying dinosaur media or the corrupt governments that are being thrown out. And the EU, of course, says if you try to leave the EU, they've told a bunch of countries, our new EU army will invade you. That's not authoritarian. Germany plans to fine social media sites over hate speech and fake news. We're going to be getting into that. Isn't that just precious? Meanwhile, you have the real hate being spewed by so-called entertainment shows like SNL and Homeland, NBC and CBS respectively, where they have the person playing the president, Alec Baldwin, a top-tier actor, posing as the president, stealing his identity, and then saying, Alex Jones told me black people aren't human. No context, no reality, no nothing. Just pure cut to the black people looking angry, going, oh, I get it, you're racist. People say, oh, that's just entertainment. Just like when Colbert attacked me 2 weeks ago. You work for Alex Jones, don't you? Yes. Well, the two of you are renting this house together, but his name, your roommate's name, is on the lease. I say you get out right now or I'm throwing him out. I'm going to start eviction. Hey, listen, you know, blah, blah, blah. And these are what, these folks are what I call classical liberals. Nice folks, not right wing in any respect. And you know, you and your little puppy, your little dachshund, get out of here and moved in with his girlfriend. Oh, but it's just entertainment. I saw he hates gay people on Colbert, and I'm gay. Get out of here. I'm a lesbian. You work for Alex Jones. Get out of here. Because Colbert took a clip of me saying, they say I'm anti-gay. I'm not anti-gay. But regardless, you're thrown out of your house. These are fascist folks. And then they sit there and they lie with their fake news. And then they have all their actors posing as reporters like Colbert or posing as the president like Baldwin. And then I say, you know, I'd like to have for charity $1 million, whoever loses to the charity of their choice, to bare knuckles box, because Baldwin's known for beating up little guys and camera people and, you know, acting tough and stuff. I mean, what? Let's give me a break, man. But I realize he's older than me, so I would take on him and O'Reilly, because O'Reilly's also slandered and defamed me. I'll take both. I'm serious. I'll take both of you on in the ring, and I will beat both your asses into a pulp. Guaranteed. I want to do it. And after I kick both your asses in the ring, it's going to show all these pansies and all these wimps that run their mouths how the real world works. Okay, just like politically, we are mopping the floor with you. My only problem will be breaking my hands on you. And so, did they tell you why I'm angry at them? No. Bill O'Reilly said, tonight we'll look at sexual predators online, and then cut to a clip of me yelling and screaming, strangely enough, about corrupt policing. That's the greatest form of defamation you can engage in. No one's ever said I'm a sexual predator. I have no criminal record. It just goes on and on. But he just says it, so it's okay. See, it becomes reality for the delusionoids, the delusionals that just believe mainstream television. And then what does Alec Baldwin do? He says Alex Jones of InfoWars, very credible, a talk show host, told me that black people aren't humans. This is the baseness, and then they've got the nerve to start blocking us on Facebook, Google, not letting us advertise on Google, saying we're fake news. We're the opposite, and everybody knows that. That's why our audience is exploding, and that's why theirs is dwindling. You know, Michael Savage had four books ago. He's a multiple New York Times number one best-selling author over 40 years. He's got like six or seven number ones. He's been on the chart like 50 times. Oh, yeah, he's written almost 50 books that I know of just on herbs and got an actual medical degree in it. But the point is, he's coming on next hour. Michael Savage, his new book, Trump's War, His Battle for America. His book exposing China as the main threat 3 years ago was sold nowhere. No one would carry it in stores. The publisher got threatened, and they just told him, sorry, we'll let you have your advance, but no one's going to buy your book. We're not going to even ship it. We couldn't even get them to ship it to us. We'd already bought thousands. They wouldn't even ship them to us. I'm not kidding. They wouldn't deliver the book because the communist Chinese said, you don't do it. Of course, back there, like, oh, the Chinese are involved controlling America. I mean, come on. Now they're in the news. Chinese buying up all six production studios. Chinese communists dictating what Washington does. Communist Chinese 10,000 plus front companies. Communist Chinese telling Hollywood what scripts they can have. Communist Chinese producing a whole bunch of movies where Donald Trump's a terrorist taken out by U.S. Special Forces. One of them directed by Michael Bay. Communist Chinese helping Facebook, Google, and Twitter censor fake news. Thank God, Communist Chinese. That is so big. But we're just conditioned to it, be walked on by everybody. Hey, I just landed from China or Mexico. I'm going to have my baby for free, and it's going to be a citizen, and you're going to pay me $30,000 a year for my baby. Racist. Oh, yes. Oh, we're the Communist Chinese, the biggest mass murderers in the world, oppressing our own people. We have the moral high ground with our suicide nets and mobile execution vans. We're ordering you to do what we say and censor your nationalist news. Davos, the Chinese president, they don't tell you he's a dictator, met and assured world leaders that globalism will survive and that they will force America and Trump to accept the global order. Every American should say, wow, the communist Chinese meeting with world corporate leaders about how they're going to run our lives and tell us what to do. I was told 5 years ago by one of the biggest reality TV show production companies. They were trying to get me to take over this big show. I mean, we had Jesse James in here last week. He talked about how he gets like two offers a week. I get like two a month, not anymore, for stupid reality shows. But when they're half decent, like a shooting show or something that's Americana, then the word comes out, actually, there's investors in the networks now, and they just say you're persona non grata. I go, that's fine. Why do you keep wanting to have these meetings with me? I don't want to do it. Like, oh, well, I know. It's just the Chinese government's so invested now, and I'm like, really, the Chinese? Yeah. And then they couldn't put out Red Dawn Part 2 because the Chinese said no. Remember all that? So that's how I learned about this, was actually being out in Hollywood. They're like, listen, the Chinese run things now, okay? So that's what it is to be, I guess, a globalist minion. Let's skip the break. Is to live under this. So that's all coming up today. We've got the economic news. We've got Democrats announce bill to revoke Trump's extreme vetting order. Just seven countries that basically don't even have governments and are collapsed, like Somalia, Sudan, and Libya. Oh, here, let's just let people fly in unvetted with passports they can get off the, a Cracker Jack box or the back of a cereal box. I mean, totally fake. The governments announced they're at war with us, that they hate America, but we're going to accept their paperwork because this snake woman, I mean, just look at her. These mummies that run our lives, like Frankenstein with a wig on. Talk about a blockhead. But, she rules you. And you know what? She's got a will to rule you and your family and sees you as prey. And so, you know what? I guess you are. Because we're putting up with this witch. Aren't we? I'm going to go to a Paul Joseph Watson report that's very important and informative in a moment, and then I'm going to come back and get into Colbert, Mox, Conway by replacing shows' cameras with microphones, with microwaves. See, I had a Freudian slip. I just can't lie. So their headlines are deception in the Hill. And so my brain converted it to the truth. Colbert mocks Conway by replacing show's cameras with microwaves, joking that she said appliances can spy on you. Really? We have that from the CIA director in Wired magazine. We'll spy on you through your dishwasher, and it's in all the Vault 7 news and everywhere. But it's okay because Colbert, he's snotty. He makes fun. You know, folks talking about death panels in the Obamacare, which were there, or how it ripped people off. Because, you know, like Gruber said, thank God you're such dumb effers. So that's all coming up as well. Ken Langlin, Trump could turn out be one of the best presidents if we all just get behind him. And that is absolutely right. He talks about we have a limited window, though. I have some criticisms of the president. And this Paul Ryan bill, I'm going to do that at the bottom of the hour. I mean, I've analyzed the bill. It's better than Obamacare. And quite frankly, the country is so shot and healthcare is so shot that it'll all collapse if they don't do this. If you look at the Republican establishment worldview of keeping things going the same way, it's still untenable. It's going to collapse just down the road, even if you rob the middle class and double charge people that are healthy and charge old people more that are healthy, and then give a bunch of young people who are young and need to learn to work. People didn't get free health care 20 years ago, 50 years ago. All these so-called charity hospitals that you see everywhere that are run for profit now but are, quote, charities, the Catholic Church and all the rest of it. Ladies and gentlemen, doctors are supposed to work a third of the time for charity. The hospitalers started modern medical systems. That was a Catholic order. Hospitalers. They started it all. We had the best healthcare in the world 50 years ago, and the lowest cost as well. Royalty from England and the Netherlands all came to Houston to have their heart surgeries done. They went to D.C. and New York for cancer treatment. Now, we're just a joke. We're falling apart because we're ripped off by big corporations and the big banks that wrote Obamacare. The Republicans wrote the 80% of Obamacare. The horrible blank checks to loot things and, you know, super scams and rest was added on by Obama to totally bankrupt it even quicker and go to socialism right away, which is even worse, obviously. So this is a looting program that is better than Obamacare. And I told you, Trump is very liberal in a lot of ways, folks. But see, he's cutting taxes. He's getting factories in. It's very liberal to put $25 billion of the college endowment money. That's close to 25% of what he's got budgeted the next 4 years to the black colleges. I mean, that's true affirmative action, but directly to it. And it's not to prove points. It's an attempt to shore up a collapsing civilization with the infrastructure programs, the military rebuilding, all of it. It is a plan to save the country. And we're so socialist and domesticated, it kind of capitulates. Like Ron Paul said, we're so socialist now. How do you wean folks off? Well, I like Rand Paul's plan. If I don't get the senator back on, if we can. He wanted to come on last week. I wanted him to respond to this because he ran through a laundry list of how this is a bad bill. Maybe we should cue that up later and play it again. It was at the very start of the interview. Maybe we'll play that next segment. And it's all true. I mean, it's got bigger penalties, but it's privately done. If you've been out of the healthcare system for 63 days, it's a corporate tax to these groups. And it has the idea that we shouldn't have to take care of people that aren't insured, make them get insured. Well, because of the wages and the taxes and the regulations, people can't afford it, most folks. And so they're supposed to be able to go to get emergency care, charity care, which is still there but being phased out. I know a lot of people that have, quote, you know, super serious diseases that are going to cost millions of dollars to treat over the decades, and they make good money, but they're uninsurable. Even if they have a good job, it's hard to get insured. And I explained to them, you can go have this charity by charity care. They didn't believe me. They made phone calls. They called back with their folks who live in New York for a Crohn's disease operation to remove some intestine. This is like 10 years ago. And they brought them in, saw what they were doing, saw that they had been uninsured, saw that the drugs had cost too much. And the top Crohn's doctor in the country did his surgery, and he's been like 90% better. But when I was telling him all this, because it was just a video editor that wasn't my employee, he was a contractor at the time, and I was explaining all this to him, and then even when he had insurance, he'd go to places here and they just give him more Remicade and all these drugs that didn't work. And he looked at me and said, there's no such thing. And he would go to Austin hospitals. They'd lie and say there's no such thing. Yes, there's such a thing. It's still law. But people don't know this. See, my dad managed medical centers, not just dental centers, been a lobbyist in at the State House, all of it, done lobbying work. And he knows all about it. I know about it. I grew up all around it. When I was like 20 years old or younger, my dad owned part of a hospital in Dallas. Believe me, I know the ins and outs of medical stuff. And I didn't used to believe my dad when I was 16 or 15 going to get my driver's license. He said, don't sign the organ donor card, son. I said, why? And he goes, some hospitals will kill you. If you come in a car wreck hurt, your brain will be fine. They'll kill you. They'll take the organs on the spot. But I did what he told me. And then about, like I said, 5 years later, I've told this story many times, 60 Minutes did a report on Dallas and Chicago hospitals killing people for their organs. And Austin's been caught doing it, too. Oh, yeah. Some of the most wicked bandits out there, folks, are in the medical care. Anyways, let me just digress because I got off subject there. When we come back, I'll play Paul Watson's report. And then we will get into all the other news that I'm going to be breaking down here. But Trump has done the first thing here in real policy, not just in rhetoric. Because the torture stuff I thought was wrong, and some of his understanding of how the spy grid works was incorrect with the iPhone. And I'm not going to make excuses for what Trump's doing. I know he wants to get some victories done. He wants to fix Obamacare, which is meant to wreck the whole medical system, and will do it in the next 12 months, not just the 2 years. He's absolutely right about that. And I see his reasoning. I understand what the president is talking about. But you've got to just repeal it and then be honest and make charity care come back and just point out that it's up to folks to get their own insurance and really start moving to turn the economy back on so that people can afford it, and then push for companies that are successful enough to offer it. But most companies are hanging on by their toenails, folks. Hanging upside down. And it's just meant to bankrupt all the small businesses. The big mega corporations have actuaried it all in. They're the ones lobbying for all the regulations, all the controls, because it'll bankrupt everything here. And then they'll just go to China that has no health care, no child care, no environmental systems, 18-hour workdays, hell on earth. I saw some disinfo article on Vice about how the U.S. only has 4% higher wages than China. China has the most manipulated financial numbers on earth. That's admitted. China has people working in their skilled factories for less than a dollar an hour. But you just read something like that in Vice, and it's such fake news. Speaking of fake news, Snoop Dogg says he's anti-gun, but he has all these rap videos about shooting and killing people. His latest rap video is about killing cops and spraying cops with bullets. And they have a Donald Trump character dressed up like a clown who they kill, who they shoot. And he calls for basically killing the president. And I just think about how it's so punk, and I mean punk like a punk in prison. It's so sick that Snoop Dogg knows fully well he's priming young people to be prepared for prison. That he's getting them into a culture that's meant to destroy them, and that they have, what, 4,000 shootings a year in Chicago? 3,000 plus of them black, 2,000 deaths, that's the last numbers I saw. And it's almost all black on black, and it's the gangster culture that the CIA admittedly created in the 80s and 90s and deployed that's destroying communities everywhere. And then Snoop Dogg sits there and makes it all about white versus black. And Snoop Dogg sits there with the system, and again, Viacom, CBS, MTV, Sumner Redstone, the same people that have these fake characters attacking myself and the president, putting words in our mouths on shows like Homeland. And he goes out there knowingly to pimp not just black people, but everybody else. And then young people think it's so hard to act all confident and thuggish and snake-like. It's just so low and so pathetic and so unmanly and so cowardly and so dishonorable. Snoop Dogg, Alec Baldwin, this other punk actor, all of them are just parasites who know full well what they're doing. We've got Paul Joseph Watson's breakdown of that coming up on the other side.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Hi there, Dick Allgaier here. I was a mainstream television news reporter for over three decades. I normally never do commercial endorsements. I am very skeptical of health supplements, but a friend of mine told me about his experience with Synergy One, so I purchased a bottle, and my wife and I have been using it for a few weeks now. I very much dislike so-called energy boosters, those little energy drinks that have caffeine and guarana and other things that make your heart race. This is not that. My experience with Synergy One has been great. My mood is better. My joints feel better. I have more vigor, more stamina, way increased productivity. My wife and I both notice that we even dream more. So I recommend Synergy One. It's really good stuff. I'm having great results with it.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central, we're here live. Back weeknight, 7 o'clock Central, InfoWars Nightly News. Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m., I do a live transmission. Coming up in the near future, I plan on launching more live transmission, more live broadcast, because we have absolutely got to intensify our attacks on the globalist. We have to press the attack. All right, let's get into the news here, because there is a lot of it, and I want to get to Paul Watson's report and more. I am a realist. I'm also a pragmatist. And you have to understand, as a real pragmatist, I understand the globalists are not going to give us quarter. They're not negotiating with us. They're not backing off. They're not giving in. They intend to bring down modern civilization. They intend to cause massive forced population reduction. That's their stated goal. And dependency is the problem. And I understand Trump wants to prove the establishment wrong and actually wants to fix Obamacare and make a better system. But it's still redistribution of wealth from the middle class, from the working class, from the rich, to people that in many cases, are not working. Yes, Obamacare is far worse. Yes, it was meant to destroy the system. Yes, as Trump says, we've got to do this now to prop it up. But you can't have a house that's already half burned down and then just put the fire out and then move back into the burned out house. Just let the thing burn down, folks. Obama was going to replace it with a bigger scam and more social control and big corporations managing it. Corporate government rule is the globalist model. That's why the Republicans helped write the thing. And what Paul Ryan is putting through is sickening. And he sits there and lectures everybody and says that we're all going to be screwed if we don't, you know, do this, and healthcare is going to collapse. It was designed to collapse. So a lighter version of it, bro, is a scam. Paul Ryan replaces Obamacare's insurance penalties with even larger penalties. So this is the first time that Trump is actually trying to appeal the actual leftist voters out there. And I said, look, I get sending $25 billion to black colleges, try to actually empower groups, you know, that have been annihilated by the MTV culture and the rest of it. But the media just totally ignores it. Just like this plan that's a better version of Obamacare. Still a globalist operation. So, quite frankly, 50-plus days in, I was surprised that Trump had pretty much a perfect record. But this is not good. And Rand Paul is absolutely right. We have Michael Savage coming up later to break all this down. Before I go any further, the bottom line is this. We can't give up because the globalists aren't going to leave us alone. They're never going to stop trying to go after productive, strong, upright people of every color, of every creed, of the human race. And we have to get aggressive, and we have to be politically involved. But we're designed to be that way. It's the animating contest. It's not like I'm asking people to go out and bust rocks. We can't let these scumbags win. We can't roll over and give up. And it's so unfulfilling to just go be a self-serving, you know, person that goes to the movies and goes to the bar and goes and plays pool every day or goes and lays out at the beach and reads novels and screws around and enjoys themselves. That is the most empty lifestyle in the world. I've gone through periods when I was like that. Maybe when I was 19. Had decent jobs, making money, dating girls. But I knew bad stuff was going on in the world, and I had to stand up against it. It was an instinct. It was a spirit. It had to be done, and we have to rekindle that spirit. That's what the enemy's trying to demoralize us constantly and trying to break us down and trying to tell us we're ugly and failed and give up is because people like Dianne Feinstein want to break your will. She thinks she's stronger than you because she has this vampiric lust for power. Now, before I get into Paul Watson's report, and then I want to get some into what Rand Paul said last week, and then into the other economic and military news and the censorship news, I want to just remind the viewers and listeners that as the censorship intensifies, one of the only ways we're able to get in touch with you and stay in contact with you is via email, something I've been lacking at over the years, getting our listeners and viewers to be part of. Infowars.com/newsletter. You go there, or if you already have the email, open it. Exclusive articles, exclusive videos, and huge discounts every single day. Super Female Vitality is 50% off with the promo code that we emailed out yesterday. That is a giant savings, obviously. It's an amazing herbal compound of concentrate known to naturally increase libido, stamina, overall mood, as the experience I and others have had with the Super Male version. Also, the Super Female works fine as well on men. Two different versions. They're very close. Communication is key, and as the globalists focus their attack on Donald Trump, they are clamping down on free speech, too. Facebook is pushing censorship to please their new Chinese masters in censoring InfoWars. That's why, more than ever, InfoWars newsletter is the most reliable way to stay ahead of the globalist schemes. Subscribe now to our daily newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter, and stay in contact. The daily newsletter is full of essential, time-sensitive information, exclusive content, and incredible daily deals. Support truth journalism and join the fight for liberty today. Sign up at Infowars.com/newsletter. Today's exclusive newsletter special. Today only. Send it through today is Super Female Vitality, 50% off. Also, we are about to sell out of the Myco ZX antifungus, anti-yeast, anti-candida natural formulation that's extremely powerful. And I did up it to the retail price just because we need to fund our operation. And they're always pointing out, if something's already going to sell out, why do you keep it on sale till it sells out? That's dumb. Then you have money trouble. Look, Google just blew up our future funding for the next year of online advertising. I'm like, you know what? You're right. Up it to $54. Well worth it. Other brands that are similar are like $100. It's very expensive, very concentrated with these acids and compounds and things that accelerate the herbs that are in it. We need the support. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. We also have the ultimate paleo formula with the bone broth, turmeric, and so much more at InfoWarsLife.com. Caveman, now available. And out of the gates, 50% off on the Trump Pence for President 2020 shirt that says Keeping America Great. And on the back, America First in 1776, InfoWars.com. And this is all about free speech, meeting like-minded people, and promoting the truth, and standing up against the bullies that tell folks that they can't wear their colors proud. It's a red, white, and blue shirt, which, again, the Ninth Circuit has ruled is illegal in California schools. And I even have articles right here today, again, where if teams have red, white, and blue colors, they're told that they can't have them at basketball games because it hurts the Muslims' feelings. I'm not kidding. Well, then you don't feel like you should be part of the country if the red, white, and blue upsets you. I mean, why are we submitting to them? Erdogan has now declared, the dictator of Turkey, that he is the supreme ruler of Europe, basically. Yeah, there it is, WHO, TV, NBC, Valley Students say USA-themed student section not aimed at North Refugee Athletes. That's the name of the teams, North Refugee Athletes. Oh, my gosh, yes, no, Americanism's back, baby. Loving what made the country great. God, guns, and guts, free market, having your own life, being free, having an open society, true Thomas Jeffersonian liberalism. And the anti-free speech cult is so bad, they're banning, scales now at colleges. Because scales could trigger somebody. And they're banning whiteboards because somebody might write something that's offensive. That's like saying we're banning all books because someone might write something offensive. It's beyond burning books. It's banning the written word. This is beyond cult. Our colleges on purpose aren't out of control. They're designed to create serious psychological mental illnesses. You go to South by Southwest that's taking place today, and I don't claim to be the beach body and the greatest guy around or anything, okay? I mean, I've done some living. And if you ain't loving, you ain't living, to quote George Strait. But you go down there, I haven't been down there yet. Last year, I mean, it was just like these zombies all kind of shuffling, looking at their phones en masse, just all lined up trying to get a job, trying to be successful, trying to be famous. And the whole thing is even a bigger con job than college, where 90% of the degrees you get are worthless. It is just all a giant scam to suck money off people and to go hear boring losers, you know, and globalist and Barack Obama and Chink Yogurt and all these people spew garbage at you. Even The Verge admits it's just one more place to stare at your phone. I've got a very interesting guest coming into the studio tomorrow to talk about this. He's going to go out and even today when his plane lands the next hour, we're going to go out and actually examine this from the example of somebody in the very best preparedness, fitness, mental preparation, you name it, very famous member of SEAL Team 6, versus what these people turned into. So she'll kind of have like the person in about the best development a human can get in for their age and training and understanding and leadership and intelligence, and then kind of somebody like me kind of in the middle, and then the blobs. And I don't say that about the blobs meanly. They're gone, folks. I saw another mashup piece. I sent it to Nico. I forget exactly what publication it was. Let me look it up. And I've become one of the top, I guess, comedians in the country. Literally, they're even saying that in newspapers, tongue in cheek. That's AV Club. With daily mashups of things I've said in 20 years on video into these comedy pieces. And they think it's destroying me or hurting me, but we have the metrics. It's sending us giant hordes of young people. My son loves it. His school loves it. And it's fun. I like being made fun of. You think I'm like some fake conservative from 50 years ago that's all in a stuffed suit going, well, Buffy, how dare them make a joke about me or Judge Smales? And then it's got the comments in here. And like most of the comments, when you read them, are, this is the guy that says whites are superior to black people. Never said that. This is the guy that says he's superior genetically to Denzel Washington when he's old and ugly. What are you talking about? That's mental illness. I've never said any such thing. It's like this mental illness where it's like they're fiction writers and they make stuff up. And they say, I produced an album called I Don't Like Blacks, 2018. And it's like pseudo-intellectuals. And I feel sorry for these people because I was reading these comments this morning and it was wild. We've changed the world. We've got presidents being elected all over the world to fight globalism and have a new pro-empowerment, productivity, renaissance. We're having huge success. We reach 45 million people a week conservatively. We're creating spinoff movements that are reaching even more people. And then they have these weird celebrations. I see it too about Drudge. Oh, he's number one, but he's a loser. Yeah. Or Alex is big, but oh, he's a loser. It's like, oh, Alex is mentally ill, or Alex is an out, you know, like Alex is an outcast, and they're projecting everything they think they are. And they're these alone people in their mother's basements. All the demographics show it. The average liberal, like 90% below the age of 35, lives in their mom's basement, has no job, plays video games all day. And then they just sit there together celebrating how people that are active, aggressive, successful, genetically I'm successful, I've got a lot of kids, they're successful, my family line's been successful. By every benchmark, I'm very successful. And then they go have little ceremonies and celebrations that I'm not successful. Because they need to live in a delusional world where they create a straw man of who I am, and then they declare themselves better than that person. It's the same thing the white supremacists do. They'll just say, Alex Jones works for Israel, blah, blah, blah. He's a bad guy. Just to make themselves feel powerful and put themselves above me. And I noticed that, you know, some of the black supremacist groups do that too, but really not many. It's mainly weird white young people that have all this weird white guilt and no identity. And then they go and comment and just make stuff up. Like, hey, dude, if you're going to say I think I'm better than Denzel Washington, what the hell are you talking about? I like Denzel Washington movies. I think the guy's good looking. In fact, they make the point. Oh, look, Denzel Washington's 20 years older and looks younger than Alex. Absolutely. What did I ever say about Denzel Washington? You just make up some fantasy that I think I'm better than Denzel Washington, just like Alec Baldwin pretends to be the president and then says, Alex Jones told me black people aren't humans. And I bet money. There's a bunch of these comments in here. I bet this guy called Cookie Monster, this handle, probably saw Saturday Night Live and thinks, if they made that joke about me, it must be true. See, they're trying to brand me as David Duke. But David Duke doesn't even say stuff that far. All they're doing is branding themselves at Saturday Night Live as fake and as frauds. And the fake news is doing that too. But with the thinking people, that's in one group of every color, of every region, of every, you name it. Just awake, sentient beings. And over here, you've got the massive people, though, that literally are living in fantasy land, the delusionoids. They call us the deplorables. They're the delusionoids, the delusionals. And they've got a lot of guts in the system to put this out. But it works because People don't differentiate fiction with nonfiction now. So mainstream media is the fake news. They're organizing with the communist Chinese to censor the liberty movement. Man, that's fighting words. That's foreign espionage. That's a foreign takeover of our media, our entertainment, our infrastructure. And I see the leftists commenting in Computer World and you name it. Oh, good. China, help us please shut down Alex Jones and President Trump. There's actual comments. Oh, yes, communist Chinese are really going to treat you real good. You sit here in the lap of freedom. You sit here in the lap of the West and then bitch about it when you have no idea what you're allying yourself with. North Korea is a dropping of China. Little pile they left in the corner there. Horrible enslavement. But you think it's cute when Dennis Rodman goes over there and hangs out with Kim Jong-un in just as a little pot-bellied goblin launches missiles at Japan, and we've got to have B-52 bombers on the tarmac with nukes now in South Korea ready to nuke the entire North. They're not just going to drop bombs on Pyongyang. They're going to drop bombs all along the border where he's got reportedly 100,000 pieces of artillery aimed at Seoul. Can't feed his people, but boy, does little Mr. Weenie, does little Weenie, Kim Jong-un have a bunch of missiles? They always do. That's your state. That's what you worship. See, America's the big liberal, open society, freedom, wild, wild west, baby. And you people want to control words and ban whiteboards and ban scales and ban the word mother and father. You're the cult. You're not the cool people. Got it? You don't get it. You morons don't know the life I've led, what I've done, any of it. You sit there in your mommy's basement. When I've lived more than you at 40, let's say you're 40, by the time I was 14 years old, guaranteed, you sit there in your mommy's basement as we change the world, and you lie about us as if it's some magic power you discovered. Everybody knows 6- and 7-year-olds tend to lie a lot. It's like a new thing they discover, and it's real cool. Everybody's laughing at the kid when they're lying constantly, and they don't stop lying by the time they're 10 or so. The kid's got a problem. You're in your mommy's basement. Get out of your Pampers now. And I don't respond to you meanly because I want to hurt you. I know you only respond to ridicule. That's at the level you're at in, you know, junior high, Arrested Development. So I'm reaching out to you like junior high. You're all over there eating your boogers in the corner, laughing at adults living in the real world. It's time for you to grow up, sonny, and get out of mommy's basement and stop being mad at people that have done things. Because that's what this really is a bunch of little kids sitting around mad at people that are actually doing something. So, let's go to Paul Joseph Watson's report. Then I've got an excerpt coming up from the Rand Paul interview on healthcare and why it's a bad deal. I agree with him. This is what Trump's doing is wrong. I understand it's going to save healthcare overall. Obamacare was meant to sabotage it. You could argue that that's the only reason you can say Trump's right. I still think it's the wrong course, but he wants victories. He wants to show he's getting stuff done. And I've disagreed with him before, and he's turned out to be right, but I just cannot reserve judgment here. I have to say I think it's bad. Trump's done his first bad thing. Let's go ahead and go to Paul Joseph Watson on Snoop Pimp. If you're not a TV viewer, you really should see this. It's on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We're going to retweet it right now at Real Ox Jones. Please spread it and also post it on your Facebook. You know, use those enemy channels while they're still available. Because you have to see the crime graphics during this to understand literally how these black rap leaders were hired. Snoop's one of the people to literally prime black folks for prison. Here it is. Oh, look, he's so cool. Snoop.
45-year-old has-been rapper Snoop Dogg is trying to escape total irrelevance by releasing a video in which he shoots a clown version of Donald Trump. The song also promotes violence against police.
The police from a black man's point of view. Spray that. Say that. We buy in front of you, each and every one of you.
Right, so let me get this straight. Your recommendation to heal tensions between the black community and the police is for black people to just start spraying cops with bullets. Yeah, great idea, you f***ing idiot. It's this very glorification of violence that has led to black people having more violent confrontations with police. It's this very gangster chic that has led to the bloodbath of black-on-black murders. And it's partly your fault. Snoop Dogg is one of the prime culprits for brainwashing African-Americans into thinking violent crime is cool. ruining countless lives. But he really cares about black people. Yeah, give me a break.
You need somebody hit, you need somebody touch, you need somebody scared, you need somebody shook up. That's what a street soldier does. By any means necessary at all times.
It's no wonder the KKK died out. All the white racists just sat back and laughed as they watched hip-hop music decimate black communities, afflicting generations of young black people with a self-immolating cultural narrative that led to soaring homicides and mass incarceration. But Snoop really cares about black people. Remember in 2013 when Snoop released this track, No Guns Allowed, while decrying firearms violence?
We've seen too much bloodshed involving guns, and we want to prevent the next incident from happening. That's what it's all about, trying to bring awareness and push love and peace.
So 4 years ago, you were all about promoting love and peace to solve gun violence, and now you put out an entire video encouraging people to commit gun violence. So a dude who's been arrested and charged with illegal gun possession multiple times, a dude who raps about shooting people with AK-47s, a dude who's written song after song after song glorifying gun violence, he's the poster child for gun safety. Give me a break. Snoop's not gonna tell you about the 93% of black people in America who were killed by other black people, is he? He's not gonna tell you that more white people are killed by cops in America, despite black people committing violent crimes at 7 to 10 times the rate that white people do. No, he's not gonna tell you that because he's a race pimp and a total hypocrite.
The final call, see reparations, but we took it for all of the you mother did. Now it ain't no fun when the redder got the gun.
So Snoop wants reparations because black people were slaves 200 years ago. Okay, so where do I apply for my reparations, given that my ancestors were enslaved by Arabs for way longer and under far more brutal conditions than African Americans? Remember when the left said depictions of Obama as a clown were racist? Now it's not only trendy to depict Trump as a clown, it's okay to symbolically assassinate him. Imagine if a conservative music star like Ted Nugent had put out a music video in which he mock murdered Barack Obama. Imagine the outrage. The truth is that the left wants some lunatic to try and assassinate Donald Trump, because they're so progressive and tolerant like that. They've been pushing this narrative for over a year. Every single hip-hop song that advocates violence against Trump or his supporters has been praised by the establishment media. This is part of their resistance strategy. The mainstream media and the entertainment industry is radicalizing extremists with this rhetoric. They radicalized the left-wing anti-Trump journalist who sent bomb threats to Jewish community centers. They radicalized the Russian hackers-obsessed loon from California who scaled the White House fence to try and get to Trump. Snoop Dogg is part of this hysteria. And he's a complete idiot. He's been a pioneering influence in a culture that's done incredible damage to black people for the last 25 years. Damage that Trump is now trying to fix by helping the inner cities with the aid of Ben Carson. So Snoop Dogg, go back to your brain-addled, weed-smoking marathons. Go back to your aging irrelevance and shut the f*** up. You've done enough damage, as it is.
Oh, Alec Baldwin hasn't responded yet to my challenge to bare-knuckle boxing for lying and saying I'm a racist that hates black people. Maybe I should just sue him. Or now the punk Ron Perlman comes out and says he wants to fight me if Alec Baldwin won. Another phony actor tough guy.
You are listening to
Hey, we live in the real world, guy. Live in the real world. Real place.
The answer to be.